Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's broke when I'm going, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder. Damn.
Good morning, Lincoln, Nebraska. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Morning Hookup. Bill Hooks, Will Wilson in the house with you all day long. Nope, just for 2 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I like
what,
it.
What, I got
I
full
wish
time?
We could do. We could just do this all day, couldn't we, Will?
That'd be great.
Just do this all day.
It would be awesome.
Entertain the people.
You have, obviously, kids.
Yes.
In baseball,
yes.
You'd have to get to. But
yes.
Me, on the other hand, hell,
you
I got nothing
keep doing
going
this,
on.
You?
Yeah. Well, actually, I do have to get some stuff done for school.
Yeah, you got to finish strong here, buddy.
Two more assignments
and then finals, right?
That's no, two more.
Two assignments. Woo!
You know, two more finals, you could say.
Yeah,
quote,
so they're
unquote,
like your
you know.
Final assignments.
Right. So
good for you.
Thanks, but hey, you know, not
good
there yet.
You. Good for you.
Not there yet.
Welcome in. Before I kick it off, I know my kid won't hear it. But maybe I'll play it back for him. Happy birthday, Tanner.
Hey.
7 years old today.
All right.
7 years old.
The big seven.
Yes. It's going to be a big day for him. Big
yes,
day.
It will
last
be
night.
Beautiful day for it.
Yeah. Saturday, he had a friend party. Because you know, when you're kids, you have multiple parties these days.
That was the dream, man.
The friend party and then the family party.
Yep.
So the friend party was at Urban Air and they had a good time.
Place is awesome.
Running through the place.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, it's action-packed, man. Tonight, he's got school today. I'm sure he'll get a lot of love from his friends there.
Yep.
Flag football game. And then the family go out. Go out to eat.
That's going to be fun. Where does he like to eat? What's his
he's
restaurant?
He's already picked Old Chicago today.
Really?
Yes.
God, I love Old Chicago.
Yes.
Love their pizza rolls,
picked.
Those,
yeah.
those things.
It's what he picked tonight. So, because what we do for the kids is on your birthday, you pick your, if you're in school, obviously you're eating school lunch.
Yeah.
But you get to pick your breakfast of the morning.
Ooh.
His was just bacon and more bacon is what he said.
That's all he wanted was just
bacon.
Bacon
and more bacon.
What a dude.
And then you get to pick dinner.
Oh, man. Happy birthday, Tanner. Enjoy
yeah.
that bacon, man.
Today, so he is a huge Nerf gun fan.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think he has 20 of them. I'm not lying. Like an arsenal of Nerf
Listen,
guns.
Listen, there's nothing better than getting together with all your buddies and having a Nerf gun fight.
Boy, he is like sniper. At our house, you have to watch every corner.
Oh, he'll get you, right?
Because he'll snipe you.
Oh, man.
So we found this thing. Credit to my son, Ty, by the way, and my wife, Stace. He got it. This is what we got him as a family. It's a Nerf gun scooter.
What?
It's a scooter, right? A
yeah.
scooter
yeah.
that has batteries.
Uh-huh.
With 12.
You can shoot people while
yes.
you ride the scooter.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This is every kid's dream. He's going to love
Nerf
that.
Gun scooter blaster.
He's going to win every war. Every battle, your kid is going to be winning hooks.
Luckily enough for us this morning when we got up and we put it together this morning.
Yeah.
We didn't have the right batteries
what?
To have it. Sorry. Sorry, son.
Wait, so, like, did he see it? He,
oh, yeah, we got it
oh,
up.
Okay.
He got it this morning, had his bacon, and
I didn't know if you were
going
to, like, save it until it's, like, ready to roll, but no.
No. He woke up, we put it together, and just didn't have the right size batteries.
Ah, batteries.
To get the blaster going.
When are batteries going to go extinct, Hooks?
I don't know. When will they just start putting them in the package for you?
Yeah, right.
Charge you a little bit more for the gift.
Well,
put the batteries in, folks.
Well, happy birthday to your son, Tanner.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's going to hopefully have a great day today, so... today, Husker football, a lot in the first hour. Talk about the schedule here in a minute as there was a game added.
Yes, sir.
And then about 15 minutes or so, we have Nate Klaus, HuskerOnline.com. We'll talk recruiting, talk spring game, get his thoughts
mm-hmm.
on the spring game as he was there doing some stuff as well. So be interested to get yeah. his takes on, you know, the quarterbacks, receivers, and some of the holes that they might be looking at. And is there anything going on, you know, from the recruiting side or the portal and scholarships?
Yeah. You and I, before we hopped on the air, saw a tweet.
Yeah. That was an interesting tweet, by the way. If you didn't see it, Joe Gantz. I just love Joey Gantz.
Oh,
man.
He's great.
He's currently a receivers coach out at Northern Iowa right now, and his tweet came across. And speaking of recruiting, the tweet was, that feeling when you get told to start recruiting your second home. Nebraska is a special place for me, and I can't wait to start recruiting this state.
Here comes Joe.
Joe Gantz is going to be in the state trying to get some receivers.
When I first saw that tweet, I thought maybe it looked like we hired him to come recruit for us. But no, that's not the case.
He's just going to be recruiting. Probably a different kid, by the way. Yeah. Maybe that we're looking.
Well, you never know.
Never know.
Maybe Northern Iowa is going for, maybe they're just trying to come and piss us off.
Yeah, so just more people coming to Lincoln or the state of Nebraska to try to recruit kids out of the state.
And Joe, good dude to do it.
Yeah. So we're trading at 10 in the second hour. And also, we're going to talk NFL draft grades. Mel Kiper put out his 32, all the way from 1 to 32 in the draft grade. We'll look at your favorite teams as well. And if you have comments on your favorite teams, let us know. You can call us 402-466-3776-422-466-ESPN or tweet at us your favorite team's draft grade at ESPN Hooksy at Willie on the Radio. Also, today you'll get two more chances to qualify for the Memorial Day Grill Package. The Weber Grill, the Weber Brush, the Rubs from Capital Patio and Flame Shop, the $100 gift certificate from Leon's Grocers. Go get some of the meat for the grill. Also, you'll get, along with that, the Campbell's $100 gift card. So listen up today. When you hear the sounder, we will have you ready.
It sounds like this.
Yes. There's that Leon's meat going on the grill. Yeah. And the birds are chirping around your new flowers.
That's right.
See?
Sounds like Augusta.
Yes. So you'll have two more chances today. We'll let you know. You'll hear that, and then we'll give you a number of which caller will qualify. We've already had a double qualifier, by the way.
We have.
So let you know that. So don't give up. Mm-hmm. We've had a double qualifier so far.
We do have a caller on the line.
Who is it?
It's Gary Jerry.
Gary Jerry. Yep. Gary Jerry, happy Tuesday.
Good morning.
Hey, Gary.
Good morning.
Hey, we found a guy to take to replace Angel Hernandez.
Oh, who?
Jeez.
That umpire that you had for your 8 o'clock game on
good
Saturday.
Jiminy
Christmas. He's a good umpire.
He was a good umpire.
He hustled.
Yep.
He was always
that
on
was
top
the
of,
that was the young kid, right? That was the young kid, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've had him a couple times. He's good.
He wants to be a firefighter.
Oh wow!
Really?
I did not know
that.
Yeah.
Really cool. Really good aspirations there.
You would have not have thought that in the 2:30 game on Sunday. I thought we had Angel Hernandez behind the plate.
Oh my God! That bad, huh?
Yep.
Well, you know what? It's 10-year-old. Baseball.
Yeah, I know.
It's just some good guys and you get some bad guys. And
you know, but you know this. It's really hard to talk to a 10-year-old when you say, all right, look, this is what he's calling this, the zone. You have to adjust to it.
They don't.
But it's a ball, coach, but you have to adjust to it. He's calling it.
They don't understand that, do they?
It's a hard concept to understand when they, you know, because you tell them to swing at strikes. And sometimes when they're not, they're just not. And that's where he's calling them. You have to adjust.
So what'd you think of the spring game?
Spring game, we talked about this yesterday. Quarterbacks, I would say overall, I thought Martinez looked good. He looked quick. He looked, he just looked really good. I thought he looked good. And coming out of spring, my opinion was I thought Harburg out of Kearney Catholic is number two on that.
Yeah,
I was a little down on Smothers with the passing just a little bit. And again, it's just one practice. It's hard to take away a lot from a practice setting when it's our first glimpse really of seeing them. Receiver room looked really good, tall, athletic out there.
That was my question. That's the big question, because that's where we lost the most.
I bought in on the spring game when I left there. I told my buddies, and Will has got me there, I am all in on the receiver room.
I think I am.
I'm all in.
It doesn't look, you know, they're... I think their size, their length is going to be such a big, especially across the middle and the stop and go routes there on the outside.
Yep, that I like.
I think that's going to be great for us. It's about time we have some size.
Yep, I agree with that. Also, I liked our tight end room. I think if we run some plays for them like we did in the spring game, that's going to be another weapon. Running backs, you know, to remain to be seen a little bit. I thought Gabe Irvin and Sevion looked quick on the edge. Yant could be a solid third down back on that side. And punting, we gotta get more consistent punting.
I became part of a couple of other Husker groups, and there was one that posted one of the new offensive linemen. He has a hat on. says, run the damn ball.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I saw that.
Yes.
That's pretty cool. That's
hilarious. So overall, it was a good day out there. It was good to see the fans. Yeah. It just felt right, by the way, to be in the stadium.
How did we get swept by Rutgers?
Woo! As Will Bolt would tell you, we laid an egg. One of the ugly heads that actually credit Evan Bland, Omaha World Herald, for talking a lot about this, the bullpen.
That was just bullpen. Brutal.
Bullpen.
I'll tell you what, it's gonna come down to that last three-game series against Michigan, I really think.
Yeah, it could. They better get their. Yeah. They better pull it out right now because this weekend when they go out to Piscataway, New Jersey,
they got Indiana.
Two out of the gate with Indiana, and you got to get back up and play Rutgers again.
Yeah, you know, Rutgers is not a bad baseball team, but they're not that good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we made them look good.
Yep.
We made them look like, they look like an NBL team.
Yep.
Thanks. Major League Baseball. Yep. Or that's
Gary. Anyway, enjoy your day, man.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Gary. Have a good one.
See you, man.
All right. There you go. So there's that.
We'll talk to Nate Klaus about the spring game also.
Yeah, for sure.
We do want to ask him about that Fordham game.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting, Hooks. I don't think they've played a Power 5 team in a long time.
No, that's okay. As Will just mentioned there, Nebraska, they did finalize their schedule. So like we said yesterday, season ticket holders, be prepared to see your stuff start coming out. They did get it figured out where they will have a September 4th home game. That will be the home opener this year against FCS Fordham. They eliminated Southeast Louisiana off the schedule as they're looking to move that to a different year coming up, the way that worked out. Fordham did play. They're from the Patriot League, and they played a shortened spring season, posting a 2-1 record of victories over Colgate and Bucknell, which, whatever, doesn't matter on that side.
Yeah, Fordham. I gotta be honest, never heard of them.
I have heard of them. I don't know why, but I've heard of them. So again, they've been actively Nebraska actively exploring opportunities to play a home game on September the 4th. You know, since the Ireland trip got canceled,
yes,
and things like that. Obviously, you'll kick off your season in Champaign, Illinois, at Illinois to play that. But filling that gap there,
I think that's so important because if you ask, you know, the fans. They would tell you that the Illinois game and the Buffalo game is not a set in stone win. You know?
No, gosh,
you and I have been saying that for weeks now.
A couple of those games would be interesting. Obviously, with those two games you just mentioned out there, Illinois, brand new coach, not a coach that's not familiar with the Big Ten, and Brett Bielema, who will be out there, will take that team over. What the transition looks like and what their team looks like will be something to watch for, and they'll be tough. But if you recently have you been following this? I mean, the only reason we would be following this is the fact that Nebraska plays these teams. So Illinois, like we just said, new coach in Champaign. They'll be a tough team, by the way.
Exactly, because you're opening your season on the road with a conference opponent. I mean, that's
yes. The other news that has just been out there, if you haven't been watching, we play Buffalo, right? So our second home game of the year will be Buffalo, who had their head coach. Doesn't anymore.
That's right.
Lance Leipold, remember, he went to Kansas. But this came out this morning as well. 7 Buffalo assistant coaches are expected to join Coach Leipold at Kansas.
Ooh.
7
okay.
of them.
And I wonder how many, if those players are even, you know, I'm sure they can transfer right now, can't they?
I believe so.
Yeah, I mean, so I wouldn't be surprised if some of those guys.
Buffalo could be in a situation where it's like they're up and in the air right now. May 4th, they don't have a coach.
But and you and I
are staff.
You and I aren't trying to sit here and you know, try to give reasons to why we're gonna win on these games. Like, that's not what we're doing.
It's just a part of the mix. It's like now they've got to go out, find a head coach, find a staff,
right,
and go through everything. They just got out of everybody's just getting out of spring stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're gonna be finding a head coach and a staff to jumping into to summer workouts in the fall.
Yeah. And I think
that's a difficult spot to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they have coaches they can already go after, right?
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah, so it looks like, again, Leipold is going to Kansas. He's taking 7 assistants with him.
Nonetheless, these two games aren't No, easy wins.
Nope, and I think not at all.
You and I both know that going into Oklahoma with at least one win.
You need to be 3-0 coming out of that going to Oklahoma.
Sure.
There it is. You need to be 3-0.
You need to.
You need to be 3-0.
You need to at least have one win, and I think adding the Fordham game, you know, it helps that.
I like that they got the September 4th game there. It'll be on your first traditional, your typical traditional home opener as well. It's going to provide a lot, by the way. In that, one, you get the weather, you get a recruiting weekend from the fans, local businesses, what downtown looks like. That is a major get, by the way, to get that game there in September. Mm-hmm. If you look at that schedule as well, if you keep going down, Nebraska will now have two open dates over the final 6 weeks of the season. Okay.
And one of those is in between.
One of those would be in between after Minnesota, going after Minnesota, being in Minnesota, and then the 30th of October, you play at home against Purdue.
Okay, so there's a bye in between
those.
There's
a bye in between that. And then your next one is you get the bye the week after you play Ohio State before you head to Madison.
Boy, Hooks, how big is that? How big is that to have an off day in between those weeks?
Yes.
Man,
those
that
are big weeks to have off. So,
I didn't know we were going to have two byes. I thought if we added a game, that would take away one of our byes.
Yeah, it's just the way it worked out and the timing of it. So you get Fordham on the schedule. And it is. I think everything about it's good, especially you get to, like you said, the traditional home opener there in September. The fans, the local business perspective, and they did a nice job. And now for them, they can get their season ticket renewals.
Yeah.
Get it out.
Booyah.
Get it out there. So, yeah, that was a good one. I'm glad that they got that done. And now?
500,000.
Yeah.
Nice 500,000. So I think they moved.
Yeah.
They moved
Southeast Louisiana. They're going to move. They're trying to figure out a different year for them to play us.
Oh, on shucks. The schedule. Shucks.
Yes.
We don't get to play them. Hey, for all we know, that was going to be another Northern Illinois. So good thing we got them off this year.
Yeah, get them out of the way. Get them out of the way. So that's where the schedule's at there are for Nebraska as you start to look. Now you can start shaping your weekends a little bit in advance. Now you know how it looks. So, all right, let's take a break right now. We come back. Nate Klaus after the break.